Hear its hollow sound. this is all that I do. Love you hard and see you through. That would be enough to define me. The Good Lovelies there. From their album, We Will Never Be the Same, and All My Days. They have taken on a little bit more of a rockin' sound from their most recent albums. They started off pretty acoustically back in the day. Three gals from Toronto, the Good Lovelies. Before that, we heard Gracie Horse and Hollowhead Reprise. I'm always curious about the reprise. We're going to, you know, reprise this and do it just a little bit differently than the other version on the album. But this particular reprise I actually liked better than the original version. So that's what we got on today's program. If you're just tuning in, this is Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio, broadcasting at 450 watts of community power from the top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we are on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And I am your host, Robin, here every Friday at noon. Before we get on to more music and some other things, just a heads up that at 1 o'clock, Department Uno, which is the radio show featuring music from our most recently added catalog at the station, will be on the air. And I know Connor's put a bunch of new stuff up on the playlist. Some of that music ends up on our charts. And if you're looking to discover new music, to listen to a playlist that's been curated, sort of the best of what's coming out the speakers of CJSF, you can find a link to our Spotify on our website and follow that and have a listen. It's pretty great. Also, sometimes on this show, we talk about berries, you know, roots music and berries, roots and berries. And just as I was sitting here and thinking about the holidays and how one of the sort of typical berries for the season that we just managed to get ourselves through is mistletoe. And mistletoe is a berry. And it's kind of an interesting critter in terms of plants and the plant world, because it is a parasite plant. The mistletoe itself is a bush, and it is attached matches. Let me see here. So what I understand about it is that the berry itself is a fruit where the berries contain a single seed surrounded by a sticky layer of goo. Gotta love that. It has a specific name called vicin. And what that does is the goo of the seed cements itself to a host tree and then grows there. And so mistletoe is considered a parasitic plant because it needs the relationship between itself and the tree that it chooses to grow on to survive. They're very rich in minerals and glucose, and some contain all 10 essential amino acids, which for birds is really important. And this information that I'm reading from says that roughly 90 bird species are considered mistletoe specialists, which I thought was kind of funny. All parts of the American mistletoe contain a toxic protein, and so for humans, it's not a good idea to ingest mistletoe. The poisoning symptoms can result and show themselves in gastrointestinal symptoms like nausea and vomiting. But I think you have to ingest a little bit more than a little bit to actually experience that. And there are several types that are poisonous also to pets. The American mistletoe being less toxic than the European varieties. But all of them, like I say, can be toxic to pets. But over the holidays, why is this tradition of kissing under the mistletoe something that exists in our culture? Well, it started in ancient Greece, apparently, during the festival of Saturnalia, which, you know, as pagan festivals and ceremonies generally got morphed into more Christian celebrations. Saturnalia is reflected in our Christmas traditions. And later in marriage ceremonies, because of the plant's association with fertility. And specifically during the Roman era, enemies at war would reconcile their differences under the mistletoe, which to them represented a certain amount of peace. And holy smokes, do we need a little of that mistletoe worldwide right now? Maybe we should all be hanging it in our doorways and kissing a little bit more under the mistletoe than just at the holiday season. So hang up those berries in the threshold and make it not just a seasonal activity. Mistletoe. All right, on to more music here in the Roots vein. We're going to move along and hear from a band, Hawk and Horse, from their album Long Hunter. This is Kenton Disappeared on Roots and Berries.
Born in 1755, with Irish stubborn burning inside, professed his love to Miss Ellen, but she gave her hand to Bill Leachman. Jealous rage was burning bright when Simon went calling looking for a fight. He started swinging and swinging again till William lay there like a dead man. So we ran through the wilderness, silent as a deer. Ran through the wilderness of a new frontier, till the sway of the red oaks and the hum of the hollows was the only sound upon his ear. And Ken disappeared. Hands waiting out the rain and drying his clothes over the flame. When the Shawnee warriors came rushing in, well, we didn't have time to grab nothing. He didn't have pants, shoes, or a gun. Get up and run. So we ran through the wilderness, silent as a deer. Ran through the wilderness of a new frontier, till the sway of the red oaks and the hum of the hollows was the only sound upon his ear. And Ken disappeared. They captured him on the banks of the Ohio in 78. Cut the whole thaw is what they called him, 'cause he ran the gauntlet nine times and lived. With the help of Simon Girty, he was sold to the British and set free. But he knew the Shawnee laid in wait, so he traveled back on the Wabash way. So he ran through the wilderness, silent as a deer. Till the sway of the red oaks and the hum of the hollows was the only sound upon his ear, and Ken disappeared.
Trim a swell young man. Minnesota clothes as e'er a tailor made. I am a very swell young gent, the girls think I'm okay. Such a dandy dashing dude you don't see every day. Likes to work all day until the night repose. I goes for a promenade to show my pretty clothes. I am a very swell young gent, the girls think I'm okay. Such a dandy dashing dude you don't see every day. Jam. I goes for a promenade to show how cute I am. I am a very swell young gent, the girls think I'm okay. Such a dandy dashing dude you don't see every day. I'm Thomas Trim, a swell young man, I'm out to promenade. I've got as fine a suit of clothes as e'er a tailor made. I am a very swell young gent, the girls think I'm okay. Such a dandy dashing dude you don't see every day. I am a very swell young gent, the girls think I'm okay. Such a dandy dashing dude you don't see every day.
Down the line and try to find love. between you and I, Lord.
With Yellow Peril and Rum Ragged with Thomas Trim before that. I've got one more song to leave you with. This is a little bit of a holdover from the gospel that I played in the month of December. This is Leaning on the Everlasting Arms from Kit Kat String Band. See you next week.
What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness.
Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.